It's regarding one minhag of the 9 days. Maran brings down in Siman Taf Kuf Nun Aleph that the minhag is to refrain from eating meat starting the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Av until after the fast. It should be pointed out that Rosh Chodesh is not included in this minhag. This year it's not so applicable, being that Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbat, and therefore anyway it's permissible to have meat on Shabbat regardless. But in a regular year where, let's say, Rosh Chodesh Av was during the weekday, that Rosh Chodesh, according to Maran Achida, is not included in the restriction and would be permissible to have meat. When we say meat, we mean not only red meat, but it includes also chicken, and it also includes food that is meat, meaning that it was cooked with meat even though there's no meat in it per se at the time. For example, somebody cooks some rice with pieces of meat, and now they just want to eat the rice, let's say. They're not going to eat the pieces of meat. Since the rice is besari, that would be part of the restriction in the minhag. So just one question. This Shabbat, of course, is Rosh Chodesh. So the question would be, Saudari vi'it, which means the Milave Malkah, that the Halakha says one should eat every Motzei Shabbat, the fourth meal, is it permissible to have leftovers from Shabbat? Rav Chaim Palachi in Mo'ed L'Chol Chai is lenient, and he says it is permissible to have meat this Motzei Shabbat, and those that are lenient have what to rely on. Even those that don't usually have meat on Motzei Shabbat for the Menaveh Malkah, they have what to rely on if they want to have meat this Motzei Shabbat, even though it's within the 9 days. However, it should be pointed out, Hacham ben Sion Abba Shaul preferred not. Although he brought down these leniencies, he preferred even those that are lenient to have, or those accustomed to have basar all year round, should try not to have basar on Motzei Shabbat. The question is, what about leftovers
after Shabbat and the remainder of the 9 days?
Well, one thing is certain. If the food was specifically prepared extra in order to have leftovers, according to all authorities, you can't have the leftovers. That's called harama. We might call that sketching around. But the point is, you can't trick. You can't prepare extra food with the intention to know that you can have leftovers and then use it. The question is, if you didn't prepare extra, but there's leftovers, as there usually is, can one eat it? There's different opinions amongst the poskim. Rav Chida, which is the authority, he writes that there's proofs both ways, and those that are lenient, you can't rebuke them. You can't end them hot bi adam. You can't protest against what they're doing. And that's where Chama Vadya also says, there's two sides. Those that are lenient, you can't protest. But certainly, he says, for ketanim, for minors, normally the halakha says that a minor that already reached the age to understand the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, what mourning means, what exactly these days symbolize, they also should be stringent not to eat meat during these days, even for minors. But leftover Shabbat food for a minor, according to the halakha, is lenient, because you have already two things to be lenient. Some are lenient on leftover food for everybody, and it's only a minor, even if he knows what the Beit HaMikdash is. So therefore the halakha, we repeat, leftover food, if it was made intentionally, is asur in all cases. Leftover food, Motzei Shabbat, was permissible
after Shabbat and the remainder of the 9 days.
There's two sides. Chida says those that are lenient, in them hot bi adam, but for ketanim, even if they reach the age of chinuch, it could be lenient to give them the leftovers. Furthermore, it should be pointed out that there is a custom not to have wine as well during the 9 days. So therefore, one should be careful, besides the kiddush on Friday night and the kiddush on Shabbat morning, one should be careful during the 9 days to refrain from drinking wine. It should be pointed out that grape juice is included in this restriction as well.